Hi, I'm the Strategist Cowboy. This week's first and only contestant is the Triple Danvers Ale Assortment from the Staatsbrauerei De Koninck in Antwerp, Flandern, Belgium. Staatsbrauerei doesn't mean state brewery, it means city brewery. In the city of Antwerp, it has got a high ABV level. I'm setting it up against itself.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Our first and only contestant this week is the Belgian Blonde Ale Assortment Triple Danvers. A triple beer is synonymous with a strong pale ale. The ingredients in the Triple Danvers Ale Assortment are water, barley malt, wheat malt, rye malt, oats, hops, syrup, herbs, and yeast. Rye malt is not exactly a common ingredient in beers. The hop is of the sort Saaz Saaz. Why Saaz Saaz? Why not just say Saaz and leave it at that? Anyway, the beer has got an international bitterness unit, or IBU, of 16. My experience from reviewing beers make me a bit skeptical about this beer's taste. Three things that make me suspicious. It is fairly cheap for a Belgian beer. It's number one. Number two is, it has got syrup in it to jack up the ABV level. And number three is, it has got an IBU of a mere 16. The expiration date on this particular beer is July 2024. Today, it is early September 2023. The Triple Danvers Blonde beer assortment comes in a size 33 centiliters, i.e. about an 11 liquid ounces nice-looking slender bottle. The three-folded bottle label is mostly yellow in color. There is an image of a statue on the label, probably a tourist attraction in the city of Antwerp. The Triple Danvers costs 30 kroner at Systembolaget. That is about $2.70. That is 98 cents per every 4 ounces of beer. The preferred serving temperature on this beer assortment is, according to Systembolaget, 8 to 10 degrees Celsius, i.e. about 46 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The Triple Danvers has got an 8% ABV level. 8%. How about the experience then? Let's see here. Open it up. It's got a good aroma. Very good aroma. It's got about a 2.5 fingers tall head. And in color it is, let's see here, yellow and clear. It's a bubbly foam. Let's see. Cloudy, is it? No, I don't think it's very cloudy. Well, it is, but it's very clear. I mean, it's light in color. Yellow, very yellow. But it's cloudy anyway. My first impression is, well, it's okay. It's a good beer. But that can change. It often does. It's pretty rich. Pretty rich. It's not exactly, well, it's bread-like, but what kind of bread is it? Rye bread? Wheat bread? Oats? I know oats, you don't make bread of oats. But anyway, barley? Is it yeasty? Not very. It's malty. It's very malty, not surprisingly. Taste on my palate is... While I can't say that I have tried many rye beers, beers with rye in it, I think the oat and the rye in this beer comes forth a little bit more. Than does the barley or the wheat malt. Well, it's pretty well balanced between the sorts of the wheat and the barley and the rye and the oats. And the, is it sweet or dry? I think it's a little bit sweet, actually. Yeah. It's not very... very bitter or hoppy, perhaps. Well, it's not bitter and hoppy. It's not candy-like. It's not fruity. There probably is some spice in it. The undertone is rye, I think. But as I said, I've never tried a rye beer before. And this is not a rye beer, but it's got rye in it. But it also has got oats in it, so it's difficult to say. Carbonation level. I don't know. I haven't burped yet. It's not creamy. It's not acidic. And there are not really any aberrations in it. It's just an unnatural choice of grains. I mean, well, there's a lot of them, all four of them. It's not dark roasted. It seems like it's filtered for at least a bit filtered, but maybe not 100%. But it's pretty well balanced, I think. Let's see if there are any more flavors in it. It's a little bit syrupy, but it also states that it's syrup in it. But they have managed to make a good beer, even though it's got syrup in it. So I give them that. It's a very good job on making a beer with syrup, like the Danes do, but the Danes don't succeed. They don't succeed very often or nearly never. But they do it with the lagers and pilsners. It's got a little bit of bread taste. I wouldn't say, I'm not sure, but I might have read that it has got banana taste in, but I don't think so. Well, you could say, but it's more like the syrupy thing. It's not so much banana taste. I don't think so. Well, perhaps I may change my mind. I think I will change my mind. It's got a little bit undertone banana taste. But it's not very much banana. It's just something that's similar to banana taste. Not the sugary thing. Or maybe the sugar. I don't know what I'm talking about. Banana taste or not banana taste. I'll state that it is banana taste and leave it at that. Okay. What about grading then? Well, I grade this beer. I could grade it 7 devils out of 10 possible. I could grade it 8 devils out of 10 possible. But what do I grade it today? Is it a good day today? I'm not sure. I think it's a 7 devils out of 10 possible. But it depends on what kind of taste buds you have, what you prefer in beers. But for me, it's 7 devils today. Okay, absolutely don't drink and operate heavy machines, military or civilian. Drink responsibly or not at all. Don't drink at all if you're underage or pregnant. Before I go on with this week's lesson, which I had prepared in beforehand, I have to say that things may have taken a turn for the better for Sweden very recently. At least as seen by the majority in the Riksdag, the government, and in the armed forces. What can I do if they all want this? At the same time, or the next day, the party leader for the Swedish Liberals, Johan Persson, came out of the closet and proposed NATO bases on Swedish soil because, quote, "I think it should be clear that this is a way to strengthen the safety and security of the Swedish people in a situation where the outside world can be a very serious threat to Sweden," end quote. Okay, why don't you, Johan Persson, go hide while the rest of us men and women stand up and fight for the small Baltic nations and Iceland's right to exist? Dork. There will be no such thing as US or any other country's NATO bases in Sweden. Sweden will never be a net receiver of security guarantees under my watch. We stand up for others, not the other way around. We do not need any US bases in Sweden to accommodate NATO's requirements in order for NATO to be able to defend or retake the Baltic countries. We have ports and, if necessary, airports, don't we? But let us look the crocodile in the gap and give the US administration the benefit of the doubt, for the time being. The following is a recent news story from the 1st of September 2023 on Sveriges Radio's internet platform SR Ekot. Quote, "The US expects Sweden to become a NATO member in October. The chairman of the US House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee are convinced that Sweden will be admitted into NATO in October. And Turkey must say yes to Swedish NATO membership if the country is to be allowed to buy American F-16 planes." Deputy Chairman Democrat Gregory Meeks tells Sveriges Radio that the condition for a sale to Turkey is a yes to Sweden in NATO, end quote. Now that we have ascertained that, we may move on to my pre-prepared lesson. Viking cohesion, or else German supremacy. I have been thunderstruck with an idea. If there is any hope of unifying the Nordic countries, take this opportunity and keep it, unless we all Nordic countries shall become tools for the Germans' disposal. It is either this or becoming subjugates to Hanseatic League, or something even more sinister that will devour our souls. I come to think about the inscription on the One Ring in the Lord of the Rings. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them. I have read sometimes that Denmark technically isn't part of Scandinavia. I found this on Frihetligt Gröna Nyheter, Nyhetsmagasinet Syre, translated, quote, "The name Scandinavia comes from Germanic Skandinavio, which means the harmful island or the dangerous island," end quote. I realized that Denmark is a part of Scandinavia today and was back in the time too, and they should be. We Nordics need to stick together. After all, we don't want them to fall into the hands of the Germans, since that would be counterproductive for all the other Nordic countries. Germany would eat us piecemeal, and we would end up as a part of another Hanseatic League. The Germans are even worse and continental women stealers than the Danes. They only wish they are Vikings, but they are not, and they never were. They were, however, German Nazis only a couple of generations ago, and it looks like it might happen again in Germany. But do you think the Germans considered Jutland to be an island. Note, it isn't called the harmful islands in plural in Germanic. I'm thinking about the Danish islands and how they are not a single island. Albeit Jens Stoltenberg is a stand-up guy, his obligations is to NATO. So maybe we should find someone else to reach out to whatever plans we make. It is high time to unite. I think, no, I know, that the US administration and free press in the US are holding back the sentiments over the for now in limbo but not unusual press releases in the US about Sweden being a stronghold for racism. But if they choose to let go of the leash, the administration will whip up strong American anti-Swedish sentiments through the press. It needs to coalesce with their plans in the Middle East too. The reason they are not doing that now is that there may be, very well be, a Republican in the White House next term. They're hoping it won't be Donald Trump again. And they realize that the narrative will change from the Democrats. Look at Sweden. The Swedes are racists, maybe even pro-Nazis. Into the opposite. The Swedes are totally fucked. They won't survive as a people, and they deserve for Russia to fuck them over, the spineless, uncharismatic cowards. Something like that. What is important isn't the preferred narrative. It is to fuck us Swedes over. Why? It's economics. All this is done for profit. And we know they do it, and I can prove it. Plus, they also did it to us in the 1990s. That was a major Swedish economic crisis which struck us Swedes, but nobody else. Even if it in the West now is called a universal Western economic crisis, there was never any talk about a Western economic crisis at all in foreign press at the time. But in the late 1990s, an economic crisis developed in South America and Asia. To tell the truth, we profited from that too, on Asia's expense. And it's wrong. When a society is weak, the vultures of the world gather around the corpse. Cum audio sui quepit veritas, simulatque apparuit inimica est. Truth immediately arouses hatred. As soon as it appears, it is an enemy. This is a Latin quote from the Roman citizen Quintus Septimius Florens Tertullian, who lived between about 160 to 225 AD. He was an extremely women-oppressing asshole, but he was right in this. But unfortunately for him, he wasn't hated because he had the truth. He was hated by the then equivalents to the today libtards. You can think what you wish about that, but it was the then libtards that tried to uphold the Roman Empire's might. The then conservatives were like the Talibans, who didn't know the first thing about what is required in big politics to be an empire. Or they do know, but they don't want to pay what it costs, and prefer to lay the costs in someone else's lap. Like Trump and the majority of his Republicans today. Talibans. Now don't you go and prove my point, Republicans. The people holding office in the White House think that they have a good motive, but seriously, they don't. We are not racists, and we are not fucked. This said, I don't think we as a modern nation will survive the US as a modern nation. We as a then modern Viking nation didn't survive the Roman Empire, but we faded away simultaneously with parts of the Roman Empire. The eastern, more long-lived part of the Roman Empire. We may revive ourselves at some time in the future, but the West Roman Empire did too revive themselves with the Renaissance in the 15th century. I realized this. I'm not stupid. It would have been deliberate suicide to deny the US the right to exist as a modern nation. That is not what I am out to do. But Biden doesn't care. He wants to fuck us over anyway. As did Trump. As did Obama. You may think that Obama was a good person. It is doubtful. Taking the Nobel Peace Prize money and holding a war speech on the ceremony in Oslo, does this sound like something a nice man would do? Obama was 100% an American in the post-W. Bush hyper-patriotic America. Fuck the others. Yes, you Republican Americans, who now vote Trump, were pretty eager to support George W. Bush back then. There was nothing deep state about him in your eyes at the time. You were pretty cozy with him. Him and his state torture in Guantanamo Bay Torture Club, when that became public knowledge. Na 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 na. Freedom in Afghanistan, say goodbye Taliban. Free elections in Iraq, Saddam Hussein locked up. Osama staying underground, Al-Qaeda now is finding out. America won't turn and run once the fighting has begun. Libya turns over nukes. Lebanese want freedom too. Syria is forced to leave. Don't you know what all this means? Bush was right. Na 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 na. Bush was right. Na 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 na. Bush was right. Na 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 na. It's a rather taunting song. Can't put on music since it isn't allowed. But I can sing the song. Without the music by the Wright Brothers. Thank you and see you later, alligator, at a while, crocodile. I am Roger Klang.